Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
All right, welcome here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. They call me the host of the show. We have our producer, Corey Marino. But the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you?
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be with you. It's been a long week, and we look forward to getting into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. You know, back in the day, Fred, when you and I would come into the studio, we'd talk about a game we saw, some spectacular play. Instead, our producer, Corey, says, hey, Fred, how's your back doing right now? I go, hey, my sacroiliac's killing me right now. And JD, Jeremy, Dade, and I, the producers, telling us about some kind of peptide cleanse or something. What the heck is going on here, Fred? Are you feeling okay?
There's sports business to talk about, Mike.
There is. There's a lot to talk about. How is your back, though? Better now?
My back is good. It could be better, certainly, but it's getting better as the weeks drone on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and I have the friend who is a sponsor of the show, Dr. Michael Sheps, who has that hot laser that we can't wait to get on our, mine's kind of in the lower back area right there, and he goes and pops that hot laser on there and takes that inflammation out.
You know what I told him a long time ago?
What did you tell him?
I told him, I said, here's what you should do, Mike.
Yeah.
You should put that machine in a van.
There you go.
And make trips to people and charge them up the wazoo.
Do you know, and by the way, I swear my soreness in my back is right there by the wazoo.
The wazoo is the wazoo.
Got a problem there.
It's nice and plump.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'm trying to reduce it a little bit. But you should know better than anybody because you started your career, and people talk about this. Jackie Slater was in the other day. He says, you know, Fred Dreyer, when he was on the Rams, he had a Volkswagen van. I said, yeah, he drove it all the way to New York when you signed with the New York Giants, right?
What's that have to do with anything?
I don't know, because you're telling Sheps to get his van. Maybe we.
Well, he should get a nice van all hooked up.
Keep that mind going and hit
UCLA, SC, all the local colleges. Number one, UCLA is a big one that uses his stuff, and he's ready to help people get back to their feet.
What do you think, Corey? Is the show going exactly as you expected it so far?
Oh, yeah. The opening always is.
That's good. So it's kind of cheerful and fine.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, should we talk some sports?
Maybe some.
Okay, I guess.
Well, stay with us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love. To travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Welcome back here to the one and only Fred Dreyer radio program. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, you see, is doing a good job producing the show along with J.D. Jeremy Dayton. And we got the star of our show here, and that's the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Fred, a guy who owned a Volkswagen van. And it's very good. I'm glad you radio people are not seeing what goes on in the studios here, but welcome back to the show anyway. Fred, you have that Volkswagen van that you used back to New York, and you had that thing super cool, didn't you, with a very special, it was kind of like a radiator, but it was for the oil, because these things are totally air-cooled. Is that correct, Fred?
What's that?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, we're all coming to you on 790 KEBC. Can we get this all done before we start the show in here? We get kind of nice here. 790 KEBC, our flagship station. We also are on Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and also on Sirius XM on the weekends here for you. Coming soon to you good listeners in Chicagoland on WRMN. And this show, very popular and one of the big hits, and they carry the White Sox. So we're going to have to be taking a look at some of the White Sox, what they're doing this year, because they had a fairly decent year last year, as I recall. Hopefully they'll be doing better this year. Don't go shaking your head. It was a great year. They had some outstanding young players.
That lost a lot of games.
Yes, they did. But
they
it's
lost,
different.
They lost 200 games? Was it
They only play like 162.
I think they only won like 20 games or something like that.
Well, I think they're doing better this year.
They are.
Because I think is Miami, the Marlins have only won a few or something?
It's the Rockies.
The Rockies.
The Rockies.
The five games they've won.
Yeah.
The Rockies have hit rock bottom, everybody.
And
you heard
5-27, I think.
Yes. Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, go Sox.
I mean, the Dodgers and everybody will take it because that division's tough. You got the Padres, the Giants, and the Dodgers in it, so at least you need one guy to beat up on like the Rockies.
And the Dodgers have kind of turned it around. They're doing well, but I think it's kind of neck and neck between the Dodgers and the Mets now as to who has the most wins.
Dodgers have the best record so far. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, I think the Mets had it for a couple of days, but I think the Dodgers maybe now. I don't know. It's going neck and neck.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. It is. Now, I don't know if you saw this or not, but we thought we'd kick the show off with addressing the elephant in the room, and that, of course, is a great coach. I love this guy, Bill Belichick. Did so much with the New England Patriots, and apparently he has a new girlfriend.
Good for him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's the deal? He's doing this 60 Minutes interview, and apparently this guy, what's his name? Tony Dukapil, is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, something like that. Kind of took a pill, Dukapil or something.
He took a pill, and that's what he has to do if you're going to date.
Thank you for that thing. Little advice. I told you, listen to the show, you'll learn a lot here from the Fred Dreyer Show. So Tony Dukapil, he was interviewing, and apparently before the interview went down, Bill Belichick talked to his PR firm. He talked to the people that put out his book, and he said he wanted to talk basically about his new book out called The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. And he spoke to CBS, the Sunday morning producers on the show, and said, I want to talk about the book. And they agreed.
Yeah.
And when they got in there, you know, Bill brought in his girlfriend. She's sitting on the side, and this Tony Dukapil was acting like a pill and said, well, you guys met. And then she goes, we're not going to talk about that.
She said that.
And then the media threw it all out of proportion, saying she was taking over the interview. And according to Bill Belichick, she wasn't. She was just kind of sitting there. Am I right, Corey? And
I agree with Bill.
I do, too. I think, you know, there was... You know, it's nobody's business, but apparently it's common knowledge that they had both talked, both the girlfriend and Bill, that they met on a plane, on a flight.
Well, they did.
Yeah, and that's what they did. So I don't know why Tony was bringing that topic up again.
Well, it's because they sucker punched him in the interview.
That's what I'm saying, and they do that all the time. His girlfriend, what's her name? Is it Jordan? And that's what this Tony Dukapil said. He says, you got Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be focusing on this relationship, he said. And they had a cutaway, and they showed her off the set. I mean, she didn't know she was even going to be on the set.
Yeah.
And they took a shot of her seated at a desk, huddled over a monitor. She was looking, and then Dukapil says, how did you guys meet? And the shot is set up that way, so Belichick is back on camera, and he mentioned, you know, we're not talking about this, is what she said. And Belichick talked about he doesn't care what people think about his relationships. He doesn't care what anybody thinks about anything.
Well, see, now he's talking about their relationship.
Yeah. Did you ever have a situation like that where you had a wonderful woman and they were more interested in talking to the woman than they were you?
No. Yeah. I kept the woman out of the interview.
Yeah. I said, why
would you bring your girlfriend, wife, next door neighbor, why would you bring them onto the show and expect... She's a pretty girl. I've seen her.
Yeah, Jordan is, yes.
Yeah, and not that you have to be interviewed. Helps. And people said, gee, let's start asking Bill questions about his girlfriend. She's great. And they said, well, we said we weren't going to talk about it. We're going to talk about his book. Well, I know, but the book isn't as exciting or as titillating as the interview with his girlfriend. So they decide they don't want to talk about it. And so they're not talking about it. And so what happened?
And so they started then showing shots of her on the side and asking some more questions. And it was, a 35-minute interview or something. And towards the end, the last seven minutes, they're trying to pry into his what's going on in the relationship. You can hear about it by what he was talking.
How can you put her in that position if you're Bill?
Well, I don't think he knew they were going to talk to her.
Can't you say, excuse me, fellas, honey, would you wait for me in the Jeep? And then get back to business. And if she's not there to look at and talk about, then you move on to the book, which was the idea of him being on the show in the first place.
Correct. And I think it did unsettle him, am I right, Corey? And he did mention about that. And then after he got off the show, he said he agreed to speak with CBS Sunday Morning to promote his book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. And he says, Prior to the interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the content of the book. Unfortunately, quoting him now, he says, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed to the reporter, Tony, and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book.
Okay, now don't. Now, the next move is.
Yes.
What? The next move is, honey, meet me in the car. And guys, go pound sand. See you later. Don't ever call me again. And then leave and tell your agent you're fired.
That could be a very good way of handling it. He said this occurred several times, and he said Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion on the book. And Bill says, quoting again, she was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips made it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we've been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. So the final 8 minutes of the segment doesn't reflect this productive 35-minute conversation that
they
had.
What did they talk about for 35 minutes?
His book. We should get him on the show. Corey, let's see. Tell him we'll have him on the show here.
After he said, I'm not talking about my girlfriend, Jordan.
Right.
He stayed on the show, and they continued to talk about what subject?
I don't know. It was, it was like last 8 minutes.
The last eight minutes.
They were trying to kept prying and then edited.
Yeah. They were trying to pry into the relationship.
Some of the people I think that are bringing it up are actually just trying to look out for Bill because they think she's like trying to control him and because.
Well, there's the conversation. So and you don't need her to do it.
She became his like publicist and then she filed for 14 trademarks with his like name and she's already had, since dating him, had $9 million in real estate that she's acquired and sold already.
Wait a second.
So it kind of seems like they're trying to protect Bill and see and be like, hey, look out. This woman might be in it not for love.
She's got some of his real estate dollars?
She doesn't have his real estate, but dating, she's gone up $9 million, which is, I don't know what she was doing before.
She's gone up $9 million in personal worth.
And through real estate assets.
I hope some other things have gone up for Bill relationship. We'll take a little break and come back here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter,
If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are back here on the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you directly from the studios of CRN, the Competition Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, is up here. JD, our other producer, is back getting the latest news for you. And, of course, the star of our show is the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the star of the New York Giants, the Los Angeles Rams, and then the whole acting career, Hunter and Land's End and all sorts of great movies and more. And we're here with you every week at this time on this station. Thanks so much for joining us. Now, a little finishing of the this Belichick interview, because apparently this Jordan could be a positive or a negative for Bill. Not only the nice relationship. Well, here's the thing. Apparently, Bill Belichick said a lot of things when he was, you know, coaching the New England Patriots. And some of the key phrases that he would use was no days off, do your job, ignore the noise. And apparently, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, has taken and trademarked those phrases. And they were said by Bill Belichick, correct?
Can you take the English language? Why don't you just carpet the English language, and so you can't use this segment? Any words that were put into the dictionary over the last 200 years, you can't use. I mean, why can't you use the English language? What's he going to write a book about? Either or, don't be a loser, and all that. I mean,
the book is different than these phrases, because she apparently has filed lawsuits now. Is that right, Corey? To try to trademark these and get them back to under Bill Belichick's control. For example, who's the Laker coach that was in Florida that has the three-peat?
Pat Riley.
Pat Riley is. He owns that phrase, three-peat. So if you say that when you're on a team, it's his phrase. He trademarked it. Now, if Bill Belichick used these phrases, but Robert Kraft trademarked them, they may be out of luck. They can't use them again. Am I right?
Yeah, I think so. It'd have to be through the legal thing, but it's just all monetary. So if you print merchandise with those words on it or so, it's just all money.
Yeah, well, she filed these lawsuits, these trademark suits, Federal Trademark Office on April 3rd. So we'll keep a look and see what's going on there.
Yeah.
So there you have it. She might be good for Bills. Maybe she's going to handle his legal services, among other things. Sad note in the news, and this is a true story here. One of the big super fans, there used to be a guy in Los Angeles, Ed Beeler, wasn't he, on KABC Radio, our flagship.
Yeah,
he used to do the super fan radio show. And the Mets have a super fan, not on the air, but in the stands, a guy by the name of Seymour Wiener, and he died and passed away at 98 years of age. The man's name is Seymour Wiener, W-E-I-N-E-R, Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, first name. And apparently this guy, 98 years old, skyrocketed on virtual fame here. Well, tell us the background on this, Corey.
Yeah, so last year during opening day at that Met Stadium, they honored him as a veteran because he was born in Brooklyn, and he went in the Army and went to World War II. And so they put him out there, and they acknowledged him and congratulated him. And throughout the year, I mean, he became viral because of his name.
So he saw the old Brooklyn Dodgers play.
He did.
Right?
He saw the Brooklyn Dodgers. He saw Jackie Robinson, Willie Mays, and he's got to see the new greats. And so he got real famous because, of course, his name is Seymour Wiener. And last April, they had a $1 hot dog promotion.
They did?
They had
a hot dog promotion for Seymour Wiener.
They did, and they used his picture holding up a hot dog. And he said it's
Seymour. Did they use the extra long, the Dodger dogs?
Oh, like
or the Mets
16
have? Do they have
injured?
Those long ones? Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to look into it.
Huh.
But Seymour Wiener approved the message by saying everybody loves a wiener.
So Fred,
I wouldn't debate that. I think everybody does love a wiener. And he's dead now, right?
So he has passed
so
away.
We can't get him on the show.
No.
No, but I have a question for you, because if he was in New York and was going to the old Brooklyn Dodger games, maybe he was a football fan. Did he catch you playing when you were there 3 years when you signed up and started your big career in football on the New York Giants?
I never heard of this guy until I think I got back to L.A.
Okay, so...
It's kind of like a stigmatization of the East Coast sports fan.
Yeah, we got to find out about that, but there's no way we can ask Seymour because he's passed away. And a good, nice age of 98 is good. He went to the games. Was still going, seeing Pete Alonso and all these guys on the Mets.
And he said he was one of that he attended Jackie Robinson's MLB debut.
Wow.
He was only one of 12,000 people that actually got to attend the game.
Wow.
So he's seen a lot.
That's it. When you went to the New York Giants, you were met with an older gentleman in the player entrance that used to say that there was the Babe there. We've told this story on the show before. Yeah. Babe Ruth used to hang out with this guy and have like Yoo-Hoos or whatever. What was the whatever the candy bars or drinks were at the time? Correct.
Yeah, you know, and it was a very. This is 1969 Yankee Stadium. It was first base side of the stadium. I don't know if that's east or west. It was right there as you cross over the bridge. It was a very interesting time in sports in New York City. That was the year that the Mets won the World Championship.
69,
Jets won it in 68.
Oh, wow. Boy.
So when I showed up there, there was an awful lot of buzz going on, a lot of hubbub. And I think it was around that time that I was introduced, not actually introduced, but I became aware of this character.
This Seymour Wiener.
The Seymour Wiener.
Well, he probably wouldn't be caught dead. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that now, but at Yankee Stadium.
Probably not.
He probably never went there because he was a huge
Mets, you know, fan.
A Mets fan, and he liked the Brooklyn Dodgers and probably the old New York Giants baseball team, not the New York Giants football. But maybe he liked the New York Giants football team, and maybe he was there.
We don't know.
Yeah. And you actually, in that room where they entered the stadium, there was an old stool there. The gentleman, what was the guy's name that was the who handed out the said hello to you when you walked in there? He would sit on that stool, and you asked if you could sit there because that was the stool that was Babe Ruth's old stool.
You know, it's really funny. I think his name was Pete.
Pete?
I think his name was Pete.
Not Alonzo.
Not Alonzo.
So Pete was the old guy that was there.
He was the old guy, and he used to give the Babe. Yoo-Hoos,
the Yoo-Hoos,
Yoo-Hoos,
right?
Or Yahoo. Yoo-Hoos, as he would come in, and he would sit down in this one little chair up against the wall, and he would stand there and make sure that people didn't storm in when the Babe showed up.
Of course.
You know, so. I have to revisit this. This is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
He was there through my duration through 71, and I don't know what happened to him after that.
Did you have a particular fan that used to come and watch the New York Giant games that was like a diehard fan, lived and died by whatever the Giants did? There must have been a lot of those in the crowd. There.
There was a lot of them. I don't know of them. But it was it was a crazy time. You know, it was the World Championship was shared in football and in baseball, and it was a lot of fun in New York in '68 and '69.
Yeah, it was big stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we're saddened to see the passing of Seymour Wiener. I hadn't heard this story until he passed away here. And the Mets wrote on social media this last Wednesday, sharing a photo of the World War II veteran. We thank Seymour for his service and the lifelong Brooklyn resident attending the game. And the Mets, as you mentioned, had last April a $1 hot dog night promotion using a photo of Wiener and in the advertising that said a Seymour Wiener approved message, end of quote. And another one that said everybody loves a Wiener, end of quote. So he saw games, as you mentioned, Jackie Robinson and everybody. So you got to have those kind of fans. I don't know. I've been a lifelong Dodger fan. I don't know of any one fan that, you know, sticks in your mind that they were always there. The Dodgers used to, because they're in, they still do, they have a lot of celebrity crowds. Doris Day used to be there watching Maury Wills steal bases.
Well, remember this. Remember that baseball, especially baseball, was started off in the East Coast with the Knicks and eight or ten original basketball teams.
You're talking about basketball.
The fan followership of celebrities and other athletes was extremely prevalent, and all sports were good in the United States up until, you know, they got to the Missouri River, you know.
It was all East Coast stuff, right?
It was all East Coast.
Like the Cubs were the farthest
west. There was nothing west of the big river there, you know.
Yeah. And there was no west. Nobody was in the west until the Giants came out, and then the Dodgers came out from Brooklyn.
Giants opened everything, changed everything.
You remember that? There used to be guy games of the week that was on NBC, and you didn't really know much. I'm much younger than you.
Yes.
Well, maybe not that much younger, yeah. But I don't recall that because, you know, I don't believe we had a television set. Possibly. You had one. You were able to watch everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was the way it was over there. Anyway, we're going to take a break, come back with more, and see what goes on. Let's see what's happening there. Apparently, there's a rule that we have to talk about a little bit here with Fred Dreyer, and that's the rule about, can you have utility people pitching in a baseball game? We're going to find that out. He's not on that diet that, what's his name, is on from the...
JD.
Yeah. We'll have to find out what's going on. We'll be back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Together again here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you so much for joining us here. Whenever you hear this show, we're here with you on mostly weekends on all radio stations around the country. KABC 790 AM in Los Angeles carries at 6 o'clock on Saturday. That's our flagship. And then we're on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio stations around the country. Also on Sirius XM for you, too. So check it out. Good stuff. Now, we got a lot of listeners and viewers. We do. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, on Twitter, at Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And we're also with you on Facebook Live and also on the YouTube channel. You can check it out on your YouTube channel. See the show there, right there on our CRN Talk channel, and check out Fred Dreyer. Rachel says hello to all of us here. Lori from Iowa is tuned in. Martine is there. Jenny from Santa Maria says the Dodgers are doing well, and they are. They've turned things around a little bit here.
They're 20-10.
Is that what it is now? You checked
21-10.
Yeah, like a little bit more than that now. A few more days have gone by from the last time I looked, and we also have Pamela, who and by the way, Jenny has the works for me. All these people that are tuned in here, listen and go to that website. It's actually a Facebook page called Works for Me, Fred. And Pamela Johnson also has a blockbuster announcement that she is sharing on Facebook Live, and I'll share it with the rest of the listeners and get your review on this now, Fred. This is on GET TV. Yep. This weekend, May 3rd, Saturday, 1 p.m. Pacific time, they are going to show the famous 2-hour pilot episode of the Hunter TV series, followed by 4 outstanding episodes from season 1.
They are?
You're speechless.
I think that they've Haven't they done that?
Well, they're doing it again.
Oh, wow.
You want to get in on the very beginning? You can see how it all started.
Saturday at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I don't know if I ever saw the pilot. Do they start with you on a football field getting a really heavy tackle, and then you look at them and you go, what? I think I'm going to become join the police department.
That was,
is that how it starts?
Yeah. It was.
Or did they edit that out?
Oh, no. They're going to keep that in there. That's going to be... I think what happens, Hunter has a concussion the entire first half of the show, so therefore they can't get him to take his uniform off. So he goes around arresting people in his uniform.
Wait a minute. So the first season, this pilot episode, you're in your Rams football
uniform. I'm in the full regalia. And I chase a guy who's robbing piggy banks, and he thinks my helmet is a piggy bank, and he keeps wanting to put money.
Chin to pocket. Does the little hula girl say, "Oh, piggy, you know, I'm going to unscrew the thing on the bottom. It's going to hit you with
the
hammer."
We were way before the piggy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So this is a very special then 2-hour.
This is a very close to my heart a TV moment here.
You people at Get TV, you might want to come in here and be on the air and tell us where these shows are going to be shown. We would do a public service and tell the audience when they make changes like this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But that's the 3rd of May?
That's this Saturday. That's correct. Now, if you're hearing the show on Sunday, you're out of luck. We'll have to find out when the next marathon is.
Wait a minute. If it's this Saturday.
Yes.
Is it? Did you say that
1 p.m.?
It's at 1 afternoon?
1 p.m.
And they're going to run the pilot.
2 hours.
And then four
more
hours after that.
That's exactly correct.
Well, that's a really nice little deal.
Now, is Stephanie with you in this? Is Stephanie Kramer?
Yeah, she's in all
these
shows.
She's there from the beginning?
Yeah, she's in these shows,
and,
I believe.
And didn't you have in fact, I know you bought it outright because it was very inexpensive when the show ended. You still have that Dodge Cruiser that you used to have trouble with the window mechanism there, I believe.
No.
At the beginning, in the early season.
The green one?
Whatever one. You couldn't roll the window down, as I recall. And the door wouldn't open sometimes.
Yeah. I couldn't do a lot of things with that car.
What was it with that chief there at the police department? Usually,
no. It was a hokey trick gag, as they say in TV. It's a hokey gag.
A running gag.
Where every time I went to get in the car to chase a bad guy, the door wouldn't open up. Or the flywheel would fly off.
Now you're getting mechanical on us.
Yeah, well, you never can tell.
Did you ever bring it home and work on it in your driveway?
Hunter lived at the beach. So I parked it on the beach.
Did it ever get stripped down there or something?
No, I got a little sand in the carburetor, but that was about
good.
You know, we had fun with it in that regard, and I got a canoe. Hunter got a canoe and started chasing the bad guys.
What are you talking about? You went by the LA River?
No, the ocean.
Oh, the ocean. Okay. So
you know the Pacific Ocean? Good Lord, man. What's happening?
Well, sometimes you got to work inland. And if you're doing the ocean, you just from Newport up to Santa Monica.
No, if I wanted to go into the mountain range area of LA, I'd have to get into the cars. That's why I was always working on it.
Okay, that's good.
I was always working, Mike, I was always working on the car at the beach. So just in case someone said, hey, we think that there's some bad guys up in the Mammoth.
Yes.
You're going to have to go up there. You
know, all right.
So I could do that.
Thank you, Pamela, for disrupting the show with great information.
No, that's why she's just being
great.
She's just being informative.
I think we need more pictures because between Jeremy and myself, I think we've shown every picture you've sent us now. So we'll have to get some more in there. Now, the Dodgers were playing Miami Dolphins. Was it the Dolphins?
The Marlins.
The Marlins. Okay, I knew it was one of those two.
It's a fish.
It's a fish of some kind. And they did pretty well. They took two out of the three. And at one of the games, it was out of control. It was like 15-2 or something. And Kike Hernandez came in to pitch. And there was some discussion.
Didn't they win all three?
With Eric Karros. Yes. Did they win all three?
Yes,
they did. Oh, yeah, on Wednesday, they won 12-2.
Oh, yeah, they won. You're right. They almost blew that first game, and they came back, thank goodness, and won.
Tommy Edmonds, I told you guys.
You know.
Is he a drunk?
No, he had the pinch hit double to get the Marlins, to beat the Marlins in the 10th inning.
He didn't play after.
No, they gave him a little rest because
he got hurt.
And then he came back in the game and had a hit in that game today.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. When I was vacationing with my daughter, some people were there, and we were talking about Tommy Edmonds. We're from St. Louis, and we really like him, but he wasn't doing that well. And then the Dodgers were playing on TV, and Edmonds got a hit, and we went, thank you for Tommy Edmonds.
he got another hit.
We said, thank you for Tommy. Thank you again for Tommy Edmonds. He was good. So anyway, so the question was, and obviously it's been answered now, you know how when you're losing a game like 19-1, you can bring in a position player to pitch. There was a question as to whether if you were winning 19-1, if you could bring in a position player to pitch. And Eric Karros thought that it couldn't be done, but it was. You have to be either 10 runs or more ahead, and then you can bring somebody in. So they brought in Kike Hernandez, great utility man, plays a lot of great positions, but he had like some kind of helmet on his head or something. Was he making fun, Fred, of coming in? Corey,
I don't know what he was doing.
He
took a plastic helmet and cut most of it off so it could snap on a regular baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said he's been using it. He was using it during spring training.
Spring training and batting practice.
But maybe he saw what happened to Bobby Miller when he had the line drive back at his head. And he's like, I'm only up here. I'm not going to risk it. I'm not taking that chance. And you know Kike, he doesn't care about looking dumb.
Well, and you know what? It probably is a good idea because the Dodgers have a lot of pitchers on the disabled list. Fred, you and I were talking about this before the show today. You know, Shohei Ohtani is kind of on there because he's not pitching yet. Blake Snell, didn't they pay like $10 billion for him, and Tyler Glass now, and they're both on the list right now, the DL. They call it injured list. Is that what it is?
Injured
now?
List. They had to change it.
Don't want to say disabled. Sorry.
Can't say disabled. Yeah,
I apologize to everybody.
You'll be sued by every
crippled. Sorry. Player. I'm sorry. It's the injured list.
It'll be a
oh, it's okay, Fred. We got it.
Cripple,
we got it, Fred.
Cripple,
we got it. Thank you.
Cripple, cripple.
So, Tony Gosselin was on the injured list, and he's off now and playing again, and Blake Treinen is playing again. So Michael Kopech, you talked about him. I think he's still on the IL, isn't he?
Yeah.
He hasn't pitched since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Bruce Star Gatterall, where's that guy?
He's on the IL. Isn't he go back to Venezuela?
No, he's on the IL.
What's wrong with him?
Here's the deal. The average speed of the fastball. Guess what? What's the average speed of the fastball in baseball right now?
94.
93, very good. 93 is the average speed. And these guys are all trying to hit that number or higher, and they're blowing their arms out. Michael Grove is out. Who else? Kyle Hurt, I haven't even heard of him. The one guy you didn't like, Davis guy, that Noah Davis, they got rid of him already. They sent him down the road
they
somewhere.
They did?
Yeah, he didn't last long.
Came in and gave up. I think his second pitch was a home run.
Here's the deal. You got to hand it to the Dodgers. It's a good strategy to have like 30 pitchers. I've been joking about this, but you got to have 30 pitchers now to play. They only pitch 4 innings as a starter, so you got to have a treasure trove of pitchers.
Yeah, and did you see what they did to make sure they got more pitchers?
What'd they do?
Roki Sasaki? He said he told the Dodgers.
Listen to this, Fred. I need your comment on this. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead, Corey.
Roki told the Dodgers that if they installed bidet-equipped Japanese-style toilets in the clubhouse, it would influence his decision to sign with them.
That's why he signed, is the Dodgers, Andrew Friedman, and the geniuses of the Dodgers put in Japanese bidet toilets in the locker room. And that got Sasaki. He said, this is it.
So that's what turned him into a Dodger.
It's true. Turned me into one, I'll tell you. I got one during COVID when you couldn't find any toilet paper, and I got to tell you, I am a fan, Fred. I'm going to go install one at your place for you. You will just...
Yeah, if I see you on my
office.
If I see you on my property...
Your office will be in the restroom.
I'll ride you down on the concrete.
Corey, you got one?
I've never used a bidet, actually.
Well, I never either. I used to be kind of scared of them because they used to be separate, you know? But this is an all-in-one unit.
I had a girlfriend who used them.
And
I appreciated it.
There you go. So, you should try it, Fred.
Well, hey, look.
Anyway, so the Dodgers, they got rotation challenges, but we'll see. Tony Gosselin in his debut did very well, didn't he, on the Wednesday game?
Yeah, came out, pitched 6 innings.
Six innings, that's like a superstar.
He went in between innings and used the bidet.
He probably did.
Get you going,
yep,
so to speak. And it's 6 innings, pitch, 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, no base on balls, 9 strikeouts.
No walks is good, and then two of the runs came off just one bad pitch and a guy was on base, and they got a homer. So it was a pretty good – and he hasn't pitched in 2 years because of the Tommy John that he had to go through.
He's got a lot of strength, though.
700 days.
Yeah, it was like 2023 was the last time. And he was starting to pitch for the Dodgers in rehab. They thought they could have brought him up for the playoffs last year, but they just decided to keep him on the shelf. And the Dodgers won with won how they did. So they could have used him, but they didn't need him, and they'll definitely need him this year.
When you say keep him on the shelf, you're not kidding, because the Dodgers have so many pitchers and they need space in the locker room that the guys on the injured reserve list are actually placed on a shelf.
The Dodgers are the only team that I'm aware of, and I'm aware of many things.
Yes, you are.
Left of center.
Yes, you are.
And I must tell you.
Make your comment in the last minute here. Go ahead.
The Dodgers have more people injured than any other group of baseball teams in America.
You can thank Roki Sasaki for that because he's got those bidets now in the Dodger locker room.
I mean, they've all had Tommy John surgeries more than 3 times.
They were talking about Teoscar Hernandez, how he's always got a positive attitude, smiling all the time. Smiling all the time. He's got those bidets in there. That puts a smile on your face before you come out there to the game.
He was seen one night taking bidets, one under each arm, out to his truck at Dodger Stadium.
We'll be back, everybody. Stay tuned.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. Bruce says hello. We got him there. Nikki from Nebraska, Pamela in Georgia, and Alisa from Italy. And Chris also mentioned, I think it was Chris, who said the Get TV is 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, May 3rd. So remember, you're going to be watching the 2-hour premiere.
1 p.m.
10 o'clock Pacific time for you, Fred. 10 o'clock in the morning.
I might have to watch that. I haven't started. You got to start.
10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
2-hour season one. That's the pilot episode of Hunter, followed by 4 more 1-hour episodes for you. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Is Get on like a cable package?
Oh, I think it is. If you just search it, Get TV. So,
might be the time I watch your pilot, Fred. Get into Hunter.
Be pretty darn good, Fred, to see it. I'm telling you. It's good stuff. So we got a big week ahead here, and basketball playoffs. You guys been enjoying some of the wins and the losses of all this going on?
I got to tell you.
Get on that microphone there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hop on the bidet while you're at it.
The Laker situation is grim.
Yeah.
Grim? Yeah. They better bring Shaq back, for gosh sakes.
Oh, my goodness.
How about Kareem? Have you seen Kareem?
No, how's he doing? Is he okay?
Well, he's not doing well.
Yeah, it's not good. Like those stars. But Shaq was on. I saw him. He was moving along like, kind of quickly like you were off behind this the bench there on that ESPN show when he had to run down the hall. Right in the middle of the show, for God's sakes.
Hey, when nature comes a-calling.
Guess they must have installed those new bidets there at ESPN,
everywhere.
Too. Everywhere. All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, please log on to our website, thefreddryershow.com. Podcasts are there and a whole lot more at thefreddryershow.com. And follow Fred on X. You can follow him on Instagram at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's always great to be with you guys, Corey and Mike.
We love you.
I say this respectfully. And it's great to have the audience bear witness to all the shenanigans we got going over here.
See you next week in the Dodgers locker room, if you know what I mean.